Hi, thank you so much for being here for another one of our Let's Talk Perry. The Holland Clinic Academy presents to gorgeous women wanting to discover the magic of perimenopause. Thank you so much for being here. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today, the people of the Kulin Nation, and pay my respects to elders past and present. Of course, as this is a webinar, the medical disclaimer stands. This is for informational and educational purposes only. Topics for today: the vital connection between sleep and weight management, sleep and weight loss in perimenopause, and the power of supplements and lifestyle changes. My name is Dr. Kirsty Holland. I'm the founder and director and principal practitioner at the Holland Clinic in Melbourne, Australia. If you haven't met me yet, I'm absolutely delighted to have you here this evening. We really do welcome all of your questions, so please feel free to pop them in the chat and I will try to get to all of them. The vital connection between sleep and weight management. Now, I'm sure we've all at this point in time in our lives, if you are perimenopausal, have had a bad night's sleep. There are so many different reasons for this, and we'll go into only a couple, but this is an extremely complicated topic. And also, I'd like to pose a question for you. Have you noticed that when you're not sleeping very well, the next day your cravings increase? The vital connection between sleep and weight management. Quality sleep is absolutely crucial for weight loss and management, especially for perimenopausal women. Sleep deprivation can decrease levels of leptin, the hormone that signals fullness. So ghrelin is that hormone that makes you pick up that fork and start to eat. And leptin is that beautiful hormone that needs to be beautifully balanced with ghrelin that says to you, no, I think I've had enough. I don't need to finish my meal. When your leptin and your ghrelin are out of balance, you never truly get that beautiful feeling of being satiated or that's enough. So that's when we can quite often use those drug-like foods to overeat and to medicate with food in an unbeneficial way for our biochemistry. So sleep deprivation can decrease that sensitivity. So those levels of leptin hormones that signal that fullness and the increase, and of course, the sleep deprivation increases the hormone ghrelin, which signals hunger. So it makes us want to eat more. And generally, when we haven't slept very well, our bodies go for quick fixes. So food-like substances that are drug-like too. So things like things that give us a hit, sugar, white flour, dairy quite often can do that for us too, leading to overeating and unfortunately weight gain, which we do not need at this time. Poor sleep can also contribute to increased levels of stress and cortisol levels, further exacerbating that weight gain and unhealthy eating habits. So what happens is at night, we need melatonin, our sleep hormone, to be really high. And melatonin and cortisol have a relationship where one is high, the other is low. So once the sun sets, melatonin comes up beautifully. We start yawning. About 3 hours after sunset is when we should naturally have nice levels of melatonin kicking in, letting us know that it's time to get to bed. And when melatonin increases, that stress hormone cortisol decreases. But what tends to happen is if we wake during the night or we have a blood glucose dysregulation issue, we can have cortisol levels rising. Or, for example, if we turn on fluorescent lights or we start to look at our screens and we disrupt our beautiful retinas and we're not getting that darkness into the eye, we can actually raise cortisol unnaturally. So if cortisol is high, of course, melatonin is low. So we're unable to sleep or stay asleep throughout the night. And keeping in mind, blood glucose has got something to do with this as well. Really important to make sure that you get enough fat and enough protein in that dinner meal so that it keeps you asleep all night long. Not to mention the fact that we quite often have to start with a protein first thing in the morning too in perimenopause because we're more susceptible to insulin resistance. So yes, poor sleep can also contribute to increased stress and cortisol levels, further exacerbating the weight gain and unhealthy eating habits. Good sleep hygiene practices, such as setting a consistent sleep schedule or creating a relaxing bedtime routine and ensuring a comfortable sleep environment, can significantly improve the quality and the quantity of your sleep. Please make sure that your bedroom is an absolute sanctuary. Clutter, make sure that you're sleeping on natural fibers, you've got natural fabrics, the room isn't hot, it's nice and cool, and try to make sure it's as dark as possible. Some of the research actually talks about the fact that when we hold our hands in front of our faces, and our eyes are closed, we shouldn't necessarily be able to see them. So the room needs to actually be that dark to ensure that melatonin levels are at their best. And of course, cortisol is low. But keep in mind that this sort of sleep management, cortisol and melatonin piece is very closely related to the weight, the increase in weight. Because if we have high cortisol levels, the message or the biochemical message that is sending to your body is that you're in a war zone. And your old-fashioned biochemical body knows that when you're in a war zone, famine could potentially be an issue. So it starts to store absolutely everything that you put in your mouth. So what I'm trying to say in simple terms is that the message that you need to send to your body is, I am at peace, all is well in the world, and I have a nutrient-dense, rich blood supply. So during perimenopause is not the time to deprive yourself of calories. This is the time to eat. Make sure that you have a nutrient-dense, rich blood supply. Make sure that you're following the natural rhythms of cortisol and melatonin and ensuring you get to bed in a nice dark room. You're not getting those blue light, that blue light into your eyes, and you're not using a screen too close to bedtime. All right. Hope this is making sense. Foods that naturally boost melatonin levels. I absolutely love tart cherries. Bioceuticals actually make an incredible product. Not that I have any affiliation with them, but they have an Ultramuscles Night. It's a magnesium night product that actually has tart cherry in it, because tart cherry naturally contains melatonin. So that really helps us reset our melatonin and our cortisol levels. Nuts, fatty fish are incredible too. The smash fish, incredible for our brains during perimenopause. Those beautiful omega-3s can also help regulate sleep and wakefulness. Poor sleep can lead to an imbalance of hormonal levels and insulin resistance and other health issues too. So insulin resistance is a huge issue when cortisol is high and we're not getting a good night's sleep. And insulin resistance makes sure that we are in a fat store as opposed to a fat burn state. So it does. It has a twofold effect. Unfortunately, it helps us increase our weight. And for most of us, that isn't the issue. We don't necessarily want to be increasing our weight during this time. And also, we're not able to access those energy stores or that energy from our food. So quite often we have an energy crisis in perimenopause and we're putting on the weight as well due to that insulin resistance. So yeah, like I said, officially we're then in a fat store as opposed to a fat burn state. At the Holland Clinic in my protocol, the Peri Power Plan, I teach women through my keto cuppers how to get themselves into a fat burn state first thing in the morning so that you can get that energy level straight to the brain and you can start burning fat as opposed to storing it. So adopting a healthy eating habits on days following bad sleep can also counteract negative effects. Like I said before, quite often when we've had a bad night's sleep, the next day cravings increase because our energy levels are lower. And when we have these sorts of cravings, they're not necessarily for 3 cups of green leafy veg. They're generally for those drug-like food substances that give us the quick hits, but then again exacerbate this fat store state, but also push us into insulin resistance or metabolic syndrome, which is definitely not what we want. Good sleep hygiene can improve cognitive function and memory consolidation. So they've actually shown in clinical trials that if our lymphatic system, which is the cleaning system in our brain, gets enough sleep overnight, it can do all of that repair and all of that clean out, and it helps us to consolidate those memories. So it's easier for us to remember the things that we have learned or to remember important things in the family dynamic as well. When you just go, oh, I can't remember that you told me that, or, oh, yeah, maybe you told me, I've just got no idea. You know that your lymphatic system is not working as well as it should be. Research studies support the link between sleep and weight management, most definitely. So getting enough quality sleep can help regulate cortisol levels, the stress hormone, and reduce stress, of course, contributing to healthier eating habits and weight management. So quite often you may or may not have experienced this, but when you are getting beautiful sleep, you wake up in the morning, you don't necessarily have cravings, your cortisol is nice and low, so you don't have that stress response first thing. You are cool, calm, and collected. You put lead in your boots and you can make really great decisions about what you choose to eat that day. Ideally, a nutrient-dense, rich blood supply, 3 cups of green leafy veg, 1 cup of color, 200 grams of high-quality protein per meal. So sleep and weight loss in perimenopause, the power of supplementation and lifestyle changes. I teach the lifestyle changes in my clinic and through my online programs, of course, There's a three-part recovery process in my program. It is repair, rebalance, and reclaim. And there are five elements to my three-part recovery, which is the smart fasting, I teach you to fast like a woman, the keto cuppers, which support a supported fast. I don't recommend that women do a sort of white knuckle fast the way that men do. And then, of course, my food protocols, and I have three specific food protocols that I draw on for perimenopausal women, depending on your individualized circumstances, my evidence-based supplementation, and the health chronicles. And then there's actually a little sneaky number six, and that is I really do encourage you to move in a way that you love. So find movement that you adore and make sure that you're doing that on a regular basis. So sleep and weight loss in perimenopause, the power of supplements and lifestyle changes. Perimenopause can cause sleep problems and weight gain due to hormonal changes. So things like progesterone deficiency and an estrogen excess. And lifestyle changes such as exercise, morning light exposure, and sleeping in a dark room can improve sleep and support weight loss. So talking about that morning light exposure, that's just the exact opposite to what we need to be doing when the sun goes down. So when that sun goes down, our eyes need to see blue daylight turn to red, which is sunset, and then to black in the morning. Ideally, if you really want to reset your cortisol levels, I myself have done this and it works a treat. I went through a phase where I was really exhausted, but I really wanted to make sure that my cortisol and my melatonin were working in my favor. So I got up every single morning before the sun rose, got onto the beach, make sure that I saw black to red, which is sunrise, and then to blue. This is an absolutely brilliant free way to reset your cortisol and your melatonin. So cortisol rises in the morning so that you jump out of bed in the morning with the energy that you need in order to start your day. And then melatonin increases at night to keep you asleep. So those lifestyle changes can be incredibly beneficial and they're free. And of course, for women with small children, I really highly encourage that you try to set your children's melatonin levels too. I know it's difficult to get to the beach or leave them at home when you're trying to do brekkie early, but open the blinds and get that first light into the room. Supplementation, evidence-based supplementation in my clinic. So TGA, Therapeutic Goods Association only. These supplements have randomized placebo-controlled trials behind them, so they have to tell you what is in them. There are no excipients. These are not sold to you as a food. They're sold to you as a therapeutic good. So supplements like magnesium and taurine, vitamin B6, glycine, and myo-inositol can aid in weight loss and improve sleep quality. Magnesium regulates metabolism, improves insulin resistance and inflammation, and regulates cortisol levels. Mag Optima Relax is one of the magnesiums that I use in my clinic. I use about three or four different kinds of magnesium. And Mag Optima Relax is one of the magnesiums that I use first because it has a huge gut healing component as well. Taurine regulates glucose and insulin levels, improves lipid metabolism, and has an anti-inflammatory property, which is absolutely what we need in perimenopause. There has never been a time in our lives where we have been more inflamed with less energy. So anti-inflammatory is the way to go. We need to support an anti-inflammatory diet, of course, as well. All of my food protocols in the clinic are based on the Mediterranean and the longevity diets, looking at all of the research from neuroscientists like Lisa Marsconi, Dr. Dale Bredesen, Alessio Fasano, and Jason Fung, for example. He's also huge in the fasting component, but these guys are doing absolutely incredible research on the longevity and Mediterranean diets. And my food protocol for perimenopausal women is based on this hybrid. Active vitamin B6 aids in the metabolism of carbohydrates and proteins and regulates appetite, mood, and reduces inflammation. Glycine promotes relaxation, improves insulin sensitivity, and reduces markers of inflammation. Again, so important. And myo-inositol is one of my favorite supplements on the planet to reduce metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance in perimenopausal women, but it has the added benefit of improving sleep and ovulation. Sometimes when we're having anovulatory cycles, it can be really disconcerting in perimenopause, and myo-inositol can definitely help with this, particularly for women with polycystic ovarian syndrome, for example. But of course, please, it's so important to consult with myself or another healthcare practitioner before starting any new supplement regime, especially if you have underlying health conditions or are taking medication. Research has been conducted on the effects of these supplements on weight loss and overall health. If you're interested in any of the research, please reach out. hello@thehollandclinic.com, and I'll be happy to provide you with the research. I'm an absolute nerd when it comes to research. Thank you again so much for always being here with me on my Let's Talk Perry chats. And I just wanted to mention to you that I now have a VIP waiting room, which I'm calling my green room. So rescuing you from the rollercoaster of perimenopause, our vitality green room. Now, it's $47 to join our green room. And what I'm going to talk you through now is everything that you get access to once you join our green room. You get the phase one blood tests that are recommended by me in order to double check and see where you're at and see where you need to go next with regards to your health in perimenopause, mindset transformation to empower lasting changes and vitality, a pantry clean out, kitchen preparation, and a bonus shopping list so that you can eat in this beautiful anti-inflammatory way. I give you a beautiful shopping list with ideal foods, reasonable foods, and sometimes foods for perimenopause, mindful eating, evaluating true hunger, emotions, and fatigue. So we look at, why am I eating? Am I truly hungry or am I lonely? Am I angry? Am I tired? Am I other? Embracing joyful and fulfilling movement, as I said before. Exploring the benefits of apple cider vinegar and food ordering. I have two incredible hacks. They're both completely free, except for the fact that you need to buy apple cider vinegar. And I think you can get apple cider vinegar from Coles for $2. This is significant when it comes to insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome and weight loss in perimenopause. And I have a beautiful workbook for self-reflection and goal clarity. I help you set your goals in perimenopause and beyond. Resources on emotional eating, including slides and homework for you. Questionnaires and quizzes for self-awareness and transformation so that you can actually start to look at where it is you need the most support. Tailored supplements for the repair phase, which is the first part of my three-part recovery process, and a little initial consultation form to fill out so that I can approve you for the supplementation if that's something that you'd like to look into. An opportunity to order the keto bundle alongside our ketogenic beverages or keto cuppers. Our keto cuppers is a supported breakfast cupper, which helps you to extend your fast through something called fasting mimicking. So basically, you're still accessing all of the benefits of fasting, but you're actually telling your body that you're having breakfast so that it keeps the stress hormone cortisol low and supports your adrenals, which is imperative in perimenopause. My Flourish and Nourish meal plan for nourishing the body to get you started and tracking your progress through measurements. I teach you how to do the hip-waist ratio to help you have a look to see where you're at. Metabolic syndrome and insulin resistance and metabolic diseases are rife at the moment, and particularly, unfortunately, women in perimenopause are experiencing more of the metabolic diseases than men are, and I'd like to stop this and certainly turn this around. It is my aim to create a beautiful, vital, transitioning group of women, so please help me do this. A supportive and empowering environment for your transformation, and of course, my health chronicles, which are my lifestyle and food diaries that you can start to track what it is you do and what really works for you. So with these VIP green room inclusions, we aim to create a supportive and empowering environment for your transformation. Your journey starts here, and together we'll achieve greatness. Our link is in our Instagram bio. So if you go to Instagram and you have a look at the link in the bio, you're able to join our beautiful green room. And of course, I'm always here for you. As I said before, I am the principal practitioner founder at the Holland Clinic in Melbourne, Australia. If you'd like to reach out, book a free clarity call with me. If you'd like to see whether my clinic is appropriate for you or whether one of our online courses will work for you best. I have the repair, which is the first part of my three-part recovery process online course starting the 25th of July. I'll have this information inside the green room for you. I hope you are extremely well. Thank you so much for being such great company this evening, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you, and have a beautiful evening.